and his people and your neighborhood. And this morning, I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, William. My goodness, it is kind of a slippery, morning out.
It's like a giant slushy out there, basically, is what it is.
I think you're right. I like Jody's rule. She says if it's raining, it has to be spring.
Yeah, if it's raining, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Jody rule.
The Jody rule.
That's right.
I think she's absolutely right about that. But be careful out there because the streets are a bit slick.
They were this morning when I came in. So what's going on over there in Fort Pierre?
Well, the first thing I need to talk about is our fish cleaning station. We are going to get that open one of these days, but just as we were ready to pass the resolution and declare it the city's and declare it open, we found a sewer leak. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, so we've got to get that fixed, and then we'll be back on the road.
Work on getting that fish cleaning station going.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned it last time you were in here.
Yeah, yeah. There's just, we get a lot of calls, you know, obviously this time of year it's you know, people are fishing and they really want that fish cleaning station opened, and don't blame them a bit. You know, we've been waiting a while on that, but we were a bit premature on the ribbon cutting and declaring it open because we hadn't inspected it. We didn't have the final lien waivers that are required at the end of a construction project, and so we just weren't quite ready and a little bit premature on it. But
that's all right. But I was like, everybody was excited about it. So
everybody,
you know,
is excited about it. It's a great project. You know, it was built with no or very little taxpayer dollars. I think we did change out the doors so that for security purposes, and so far that's the only taxpayer dollars that have gone into it. So it's a great project, and we'll be anxious for it to be open, and I'll let everybody know as soon as it is.
That's right.
So I also wanted, because it's that time of year, I just wanted to give a shout out to our maintenance crew for getting the streets cleared so well and so quickly. You know, they give up their weekends for the rest of us. And so if you see one of them, you know, tell them thanks, because they work hard. And one thing that is unusual, and not for a small city, but for anything larger than we are, Our crew has to be able to do everything. They have to be multi-talented, and they have to be willing to step outside their wheelhouse and do jobs that aren't theirs. And so you will see linemen out there driving the trucks and the graders and clearing the snow. So and that's one thing that I truly appreciate the Fort Pierre crew is that. They would never say that's not my job.
Yeah.
If you really feel that way, then you probably don't belong in Fort Pierre.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people don't realize, like road crews like that clear out their streets when it snows. You know, a lot of times it's like, even if it's their day off, they come in. They have to come in. They're like, hey, you know, you need to come in because we need some help clearing these roads off.
It doesn't matter if it's 5 a.m. or 10 at night or Saturday and Sunday, they're out there. So I just appreciate so much their willingness to do whatever it takes.
Absolutely.
So this is also the time of year that we plan and prepare for construction and maintenance projects for the summer. And so the last council meeting, curb and gutter plan was approved, and that's something that we do all the time. It's just part of our maintenance plan, but that plan is almost ready to go out for bid. You know, what we have to do is just prioritize, because you can't do it all in one year.
Yeah.
You just keep doing it. But we just had a pavement study done by an engineering firm, and they did a very objective assessment of our pavement, And they reported at the last council meeting, Fort Pierre has done a really good job, especially you know, in the last 10 or 12 years, for making sure that we keep our streets maintained. Because if you don't, they're going to fall apart. And so that has all that's been a priority, and it has definitely paid off. The other thing that's going out for bid is the plan for our maintenance and storage yard. The plan includes two new buildings about the size of the current one on Sale Barn Road, and the location will be right there to the west of the current building, and our incentive there was to get out of the rental business. The last 10 years at least, we have been paying a lot for to rent storage. Mm-hmm. And we really want to get out of that business, have our own. It's going to be so much more efficient to have everything in one location.
Yeah.
Have all of our guys right there in one location. And so anxious to have a bid come in and see what it's going to look like and see if it's something we can afford.
It sounds great. That's right.
It does.
Try to stop doing that renting stuff.
Yeah, that's just kind of out of rat, you know, down a rat hole. And anyone who's in the rental business, you know, it's a lucrative business generally, but for the person on the other end, all you have at the end is a bunch of rent receipts. So we just think it's the practical thing to do. It's the efficient and economical way to go.
Yeah, that's right.
So and it will be really good to have everything in one place. So the only other thing I've got left, William, is of the Verendrye Museum is having their annual meeting at the Moose Lodge on January 22nd. And I don't have the information with me, but I think it starts at 6 with a steak dinner. And then the program starts at 7. And if you want to come in for just the program, you can do that, and that wouldn't cost anything. You pay for the dinner if you come, but it's obviously members of the Verendrye Board and the Verendrye Association are all welcome and expected to attend, but the general public is also welcome.
And what day was that?
That is on January 22nd.
Okay, so everybody, you heard it.
It's right, like you here, can have a Moose Lodge.
Have a steak dinner.
Steak dinner. and hear about Fort Pierre history.
That's
always,
right.
That's always fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to see you this morning, and thanks for coming in this slushy weather this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to slide out the door and
yeah, just be careful. I know. I was driving in this morning. It was like, yeah. It's like you need to be a little bit careful, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, William.
Well, have a good one.
Appreciate it.